how to protect our sensitive health-related data. Hi, I'm currently in front of the Toronto General Hospital. Today, we're going to discuss how to you can protect your personal health-related data. The key word here is vigilance. To protect your health-related data, you need to know how they will be used. Will they be stalked? If so, under what conditions? Can you say no to this? For the past 20 years, with the advent of the internet and new technologies, there has been a dramatic shift in the way we interact with health service providers. Ranging from payment information, our online appointment details, to our DNA information, everything is now sequenced, archived, shared, and distributed on multiple platforms. Let us listen to what Joseph Fehrenbock, Director of Health Sciences Research Program at the Institute of Medical Science, has to say about this phenomenon. Various private companies offer genetic data processing services. This information then stays in their hands, and we do not really know its fate. Isn't this problematic?
Here, unlike the U.S., if you decide to ship your genetic data to 23andMe, which in Canada was allowed, it was less restrictions than in the U.S. because it was deemed that putting a little bit of your spit in a cup is not a medical procedure. So they sequence a few of your genomes and then send you information back. But you're absolutely right. More than likely, not only do they keep that information, but they have the ability to use it in ways we don't understand yet.
We often hear about research on human cloning. What is really at stake if these companies keep our information and our DNA data?
So that is the key, and I think that's an excellent question to ask, because it is not the fact that they have the information. It is not the fact that the information about us is getting out, whether it's through the internet, whether our interactions with people. It's whether or not that information is acted upon in ways that will affect us, now or in the future. So for example, if I give my genetic data, I still have the right to determine how it is used. That is the meaning of privacy. It's that I have the right to understand who has that information and how they are using it about me. If they start making decisions, more in the States than here, for example, on whether or not I get health care, because they know that in my genes there is a predisposition towards certain kind of illnesses, and they make choices that then affect my life without telling me, that is breaching my privacy or my right to determine how my information is used.
As we've seen, these dangers might be difficult to assess. Further, the contract may explicitly stipulate that the company has a right to reuse this data for other undetermined studies in the undefined future. Carla Solier, jurist, will now give us some insight into how you can still protect your privacy in the medical sphere.
Just like you do not blindly share your credit card information, do not unconsciously give away your social insurance number. Of course, if you want to share your medical data, you must have the right to do so. However, it's not always so simple. For example, on one hand, cameras are usually not allowed in hospitals out of so-called respect for privacy, even though these data are ours. On the other hand, some groups of people may be barred from sharing their DNA, even for research purposes. So, when it comes to the use, disclosure, retention, and destruction of your personal health information, it can be difficult to determine who to direct your privacy concerns to. Always start by contacting the organization or institution that is directly involved to try to solve the problem. If you're not satisfied with the results, please check out the website of the Office of the Privacy Commission of Canada, www.priv.gc.ca, to determine which competent authority to contact.
In our next segment, we will study how to recognize companies with a responsible approach to personal data.